And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you here on this Sunday morning. My name is Jo Stanley and I'm joined as always by Gerald Quigley, pharmacist, medical herbalist.
That's me. And good morning, Jo. And we've got Sally.
Lovely Sally Obermeter is with us as well.
Good morning. Mad Obermeter sound very easy by comparison, didn't it?
Right. I've just added extra syllables in there for you, Gerald. Sorry about
that. Good to see you both.
Lovely to see the two of you as well. And I start with a question for you both. Have you ever had your hearing checked?
Haven't, but am starting to think about it because Marcus is saying to me that I don't know if it just relates just to him that I don't seem to hear, but that, you know, he said, we'll often say things and you only pick up, you know, half the words. I'm actually going to do it soon.
I think that's a remarkable admission because normally, Sal, it's the blokes that are told you don't listen. But because we operate in our own little man cave, which is our brain. I'm always surprised that women seem to be able to focus on four or five things at once. But we blokes focused. So you can be reading the paper and then you get that phrase, that phrase that you haven't listened to a word I've said, have you?
Well, listening is different to hearing.
I did an online hearing test last night.
Yes, and how did you go?
I went very well, thank you. Very well.
Look, your hearing is looking pretty good there, according to that graph showing me there.
Yes,
well done, you, Gerald.
It only took me four attempts, but
until you got the result you were after. Well, this is the thing, and it might be a familiar story to you. Up to 20% of Australians are walking around struggling to hear, but the majority wait more than a decade to get it checked out because perhaps they're ashamed or embarrassed. Mm. Usually it is a loved one who has said, I am so tired of having to repeat. Or for themselves, I've read too, it's often that they stop wanting to go to restaurants and eating out, or they stop using their phone as much, or they're struggling to actually interact with the world. And finally, go to get the test and discover that, you know, to wear a hearing device isn't really that big a deal. But for some reason, there's a stigma attached to it.
Yes, there is. There is. And, you know, there are two factors here, Jo and Sal. We're living longer. Wonderful.
Excellent.
But we're also being exposed to higher levels of noise as we get older. Mm. So eventually something's got to give, and it's our hearing that's giving. So
it's interesting about you say about the stigma, because I do definitely agree with that, because my mum has 100% has a hearing issue, but refuses to. She will acknowledge, she can say, yep, I definitely have a hearing problem. That's the end then.
Yes.
She doesn't want to get it fixed.
Yeah.
She has this idea in her mind that it's going to be worse, that it's, I don't know, it's a funny thing that you say. Yeah.
It's weird. And Sally, I've had the exact conversation with my mother, and it's frustrating because I think there is an answer there that may help you. And I do know she's starting to find it difficult to eat out. I do know that there's an isolation that's starting to sink in. And that is the fact with people who are struggling to hear, they find loss of confidence, there's irritability, there's dependence on others, there's fatigue around it. There's so many things that could be addressed. Well, today, the very bubbly and bright Susie Ellerman, you'll remember her from GMA days.
Susie Ellerman,
yes. She'll be joining us to help tackle the stigma of hearing loss. Plus, we're going to chat about something that you are a fan of, Gerald, ubiquinol. We talk about it quite a lot here. Dr. Ross Walker, a favourite of the show, will be speaking to us about its role in energy production. And in our A to Z of vitamins, we'll take a look at ethical nutrients, mega magnesium, muscle plus. As always, give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you may have to support your health today. But also, you know what, we'd love to hear from you if you do wear hearing aids, because we invite you to call and be an ambassador for hearing aids to help break down that stigma. Give us a call, 131 873. Next up, the delightful Susie Ellerman shares her experience with hearing loss.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are you suffering with restless nights and disturbed sleep? Ethical Nutrients Mega Magnesium Night is here to help. The formula combines magnesium and passion flower to help relax the body in preparation for sleep. Consume hot or cold, it is delicious any which way. Maintain healthy sleep patterns with Ethical Nutrients Mega Magnesium Night, just $32.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Passion flower is used in traditional Western herbal medicine to relieve restless sleep due to stress. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get in early and book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Of course, we'd love you to give us a call, 131-873. We're here to answer your questions for your health, but as well, we invite you to call and be an ambassador for hearing aids. Let's break down that stigma. And tell us, 131-873, what are the sounds you love hearing most because you can hear with your hearing aid? Because imagine missing treasured moments like chats with loved ones, the laughter of children, or their first words. But sadly, that is a reality for one in six Australians who struggle to hear. And some research has even found more than 3.5 million people between the ages of 16 to 64 suffer with it every day. Daytime TV icon Susie Ellerman has been wearing hearing aids for over 13 years now and is working to tackle the stigma around getting help. And she joins us now. Good morning, Susie.
G'day, Jo. How are you?
Oh, it's so lovely to have you joining us. Why do you think we struggle to accept hearing loss as just generally as a community?
It's really interesting. I sort of liken hearing loss to when we start losing our eyesight. I remember my mum saying to me, you'll always know you need glasses when your arm's not long enough. And I think the stigma attaches kind of like, oh, if you lose your hearing, that's what old people do. Mm. And so we put it off like we do with wearing glasses until we reach a stage where we find that it's actually altering our lives. So there's no stigma attached to it. In fact, there's so many hearing aids on the market now that are so tiny. With my short hair, people are amazed when I say that I actually wear hearing aids.
Are they? Do you know what's interesting, I think, Susie, is that we're seeing that hearing loss is happening with people who are younger than 65, but they resist getting any kind of help until they're almost 80. So how is it that we can help them to get help sooner and help them understand it's actually their quality of life that's going to change?
Oh, that is so true, Jo. Quality of life is what it's all about. And you were talking about those memories that we remember, you know, the sounds that we remember, the first time your child speaks to you, all of that. Mm. And I think those things are the things that we miss out on. I know for myself, I miss out on those asides when people lower their voice to tell you a bit of gossip or and it's like, what? Or someone's telling something funny and they go, oh, no, you've missed it. And you really start feeling isolated even though you're with people.
Yeah.
Susie, the implication is that hearing aids are for older people. But the forgotten population in all of this are young kids.
Mm.
And both Joe and I have been personally touched by this. My eldest grandson, who is now at Bond Uni in Queensland, having done Year 12 last year, national level swimmer, was born severely hearing impaired. And he wasn't diagnosed for a while after birth. So the simple little tests were just that he failed. His mum was told, don't worry, it's probably just a bit of mucus in his ear. But in fact, he was hearing impaired. Watching him progress and grow and mature as an adult and young man has been absolutely inspiring. Yeah. And the sooner this is picked up in kids, the better, where they can grow, develop, go to school, hear what's being said, play around with their mates. And he now wears tiny, tiny little devices, having been through all those big lumpy things that when their ears are changing shape all the time, he just grew his hair long. So, you know, as far as he was concerned, everything was fine. And I still remember the phrase, I am not disabled. I don't like the label. I just don't hear as well as everybody else.
Yeah. That's great, Gerald. You are so true. Different people experience different hearing losses. I've actually lost the lower register, and that's because for a variety of reasons, which we've got to haven't got enough time today to talk about that. But the important thing is that your hearing loss comes from different areas and can come at any different time. So there's no point in floating down that river in Egypt denial, because there are so many things that you can do to rectify it. And as you say, getting a simple hearing test, if that's all you do, then it's at least peace of mind for yourself and everyone around you. Because I know what it's like to keep having to ask people to repeat themselves. Mm. And I know how frustrating it is when people are close to you having to repeat themselves.
And Susie, the technology at the moment, well, now, is really extraordinary with hearing aids.
Oh, my God. That has been the most exciting thing for me in the 13 years that I've been wearing hearing aids. Today, if you think about smartphones and smart televisions,
yes,
we've got smart hearing aids now. I'm coming to you Bluetooth via my mobile phone through both my hearing aids, so I'm listening to you in stereo.
Wow.
And the same thing can happen with my telly. I've got Bluetooth to my television so that I don't miss anything anymore. I still have teletext on the screen because there are things that, you know, when people talk over each other or something and you miss occasionally, but you don't need to miss a word now. You don't need to be isolated. And I've also got a little wonderful thing called a Roger. He's my new boyfriend.
Yes.
I take him to meetings or restaurants and put him in the middle of the table, and it's an omnidirectional microphone, so every time somebody speaks, it comes through both my hearing aids.
That is amazing. My daughter too has used a Roger in the classroom, and it you know, that sort of thing is absolutely critical in connecting with the world. Mm. Susie, why do you think, or how do we have this conversation with someone in our life who might, we feel, benefit from getting their hearing checked and maybe wearing a device?
Well, I think it's often a delicate one because people do that resistance. But if people are really serious, there's a couple of ways. One, if you don't want anyone to know, just go online and do a free 3-minute hearing aid test on connecthearing.com.au, or there's a 15-minute free hearing screening at any Connect Hearing. No obligation, just get it tested and see where you're at. And trial hearing aids and see what difference they make.
Yeah, I think that that's wonderful advice, Susie. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Great story, Susie.
Thanks,
Susie. My pleasure. I love your program. In fact, I got up this morning and turned on the telly just to catch the end of your TV show.
Oh, there you go. You've had a double dose this morning.
I love it. I absolutely love it. You're doing great things. And as I said, people... your life will change if you really address your hearing. It's one of those silent, and I don't call it a disability, Gerald.
No.
I call it just living with hearing loss.
That's right. Yep, that's all it is. And that's the stigma we need to completely move to one side and restore the positive comment.
Thank you so much, Susie. You have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Susie.
And we do invite you to call 131 873. Be an ambassador for wearing hearing aids this morning. Lynn in Box Hill, good morning.
Morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm ringing up. I'm deaf and totally deaf in one ear.
Yes.
And went through a stage of wearing ones with plugs that made your ears sweaty.
Yes.
And were just nothing really. Mm-hmm. They helped me with hearing, but I have now a new one which came out, I think, about 18 months, 2 years ago. And on the side where I'm totally deaf, there is a receiver. And it's the same, exactly identical to your little hearing aid that fits in your good ear. You can't see it. It's just a little thing that fits on the outside of your ear, and there's a tube that goes into your ear itself.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does, it picks up the noise on my left-hand side, which is my deaf side. So I can hear people coming behind me when I'm walking in the street, traffic and things. That's what was beginning to disturb me, was the fact that I couldn't hear people coming behind me.
Yes.
And also with traffic, with cars and sirens, where they were coming from, things that this picks this all up and transfers it over into your good ear.
Fantastic.
Wonderful.
What made you change, Lynn? Did you read about it or you just decided time to change?
No, I just went for a checkup.
Okay.
And, you know, the lady that I saw, advised me, asked me to try it.
Good thing.
And it also filters sounds.
Oh, so,
that's great.
Perfect. Well done.
The technology is there, and you can hear what a difference it's made to Lynn to have that confidence as she's walking down the street. So,
and she says danger. Things that you, that's, we're talking about all the positive, like, you know, laughter and conversation, but also that other element is important.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And we just take it for granted, don't we, that we can all hear.
Well, we'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The new Swizz Kids gummies range have nothing to hide. They are 99.9% sugar-free and contain no artificial sweeteners, colours or flavours. Most importantly, they're a delicious and convenient way to provide extra nutritional support for growing children on the go. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Swizz Kids gummies are just $14.99. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get in early and book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We will get to your calls in just a minute, but firstly, we just wanted to mention that Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout has started. Mm-hmm. There are many questions with regards to it. The frontline health workers, quarantine and border workers and aged and disability care residents and staff are first in line for the vaccine. But then there's a rollout in phases, Gerald?
Yes, there is, Jo. And there's lots of, we've got information on the House of Wellness website, which is outstanding. And also in yesterday's Australian, Weekend Australian, is a wonderful map that you could pop up on the wall, which gives you the phase outs. But essentially, when it's available, you will be notified. Your local surgery will notify you. We'll all know when our turn comes.
Yes, and you can also go to health.gov.au. That website also tells you what phase you sit in. Mm-hmm. It's been much hilarity in my house because my husband's in a phase ahead of me.
So. Oh! Is he bragging?
No, I am. Because I'm younger than him. Yes. So, but yes, do keep an eye out. You will be notified when it's time for you to go and make your appointment and get your vaccination. So we are talking about hearing aids this morning and trying to break down that stigma. So we invite you to call 131 873 if you have questions for your health, absolutely. But also, are you an ambassador for hearing aids? Justin in Hawthorne East, what has your experience been with hearing aids?
Well, I'd just like, first of all, thanks for taking my call. A perspective from a son, I guess. I'm a 50-year-old. I've just been through this with both my ageing parents, around about 80. My father now is wearing hearing aids, and he says it's changed his life.
Wow. That's
cool. I think there's a bit of stigma behind the actual visual side of it, which I guess I wanted to point out that there was a caller earlier, Susie, I think, covered quite a few of my points, but certainly they're a lot smaller. I know the one Dad wears now, I have to ask him sometimes if he's actually wearing it. So visually, it's not a problem. I was going to cover the Bluetoothing, which has been done, but I'm going through a problem now with Mum, who refuses to even talk about it.
It's difficult.
It's a big problem.
It's difficult, Justin. And look, you will, between you and your dad, you'll get past this. And it's only a matter of just gently reminding your mum of the things that perhaps she will miss out on if she doesn't hear properly. But as soon as you push too hard, there's no point. You'll get pushed back straight away. So it's gentle reinforcement of the benefits and the fact that no one's going to see them and she's not getting old and she's not getting deaf. She doesn't want to hear that. She just wants to remember that there are benefits in being aware of what's going on around her.
And I wonder if, as she watches your dad, as more time passes, how much he feels his life has improved since having it, if she kind of slowly gets on board. Mm. You know, sometimes it's always good if somebody goes before you. It's a toughie.
But I think, you know, it's important to acknowledge that the stigma comes from fear that we might be ageing and we might be disconnecting with the world, I suppose. Mm. And so we, you know, acknowledge that it is a bit of an adjustment. Mm. Absolutely. Don't dismiss that.
But you do disconnect with the world because you can't tell who's talking about whom, and you're constantly saying, "I'm sorry."
Or, yes.
Can you repeat that?
Yes. Thanks, Justin,
well done,
for your
Justin.
Call,
good
and
stuff.
Good luck with your parents, Tony in Mornington Peninsula. You wear a hearing aid?
Yes, good morning. I've been wearing hearing aids now for just on 3 years, and it's been probably the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Well done, Tony. Well done.
I love that.
And why did you suddenly decide you needed them, Tony? What was the trigger?
It was actually for work. I applied for a new position, and hearing was actually flying with Qantas, and hearing was obviously a fairly important part of the role at working in an aircraft, and I knew my hearing was bad. In fact, when I was younger, I eventually found out it was a congenital issue. I'd had it since I was young, and funnily enough, when I was in primary school in about grade one, I had the hearing test at school, and the only way I passed it was I noticed the nurse would flinch her shoulder every time she pressed the button.
Oh, it's cunning, isn't it?
I knew at that point, I was probably only 6 or 7, I knew at that point that I had a hearing problem, but I was smart enough not to say yes after about 10 or 12 presses, otherwise it would have been Superman. But in hindsight, it probably stymied me with my studies and learning, because I always had on my report card, I often didn't listen or didn't pay attention, and in hindsight, I attribute it to the fact that perhaps I purely didn't hear what was being said.
Yeah, and so, Tony, what is the thing that you love to hear now that this life-changing device is a part of your life?
As silly as this sounds, the first thing that I noticed, and I still get emotional about it, is, funnily enough, is I walked outside the first night that I had my hearing aids on, and I could hear crickets cricketing. And I didn't realise that I hadn't been able to hear that. I just thought they weren't around for years and years and years.
Good on you.
So sometimes it's just the little things that make the biggest difference. As you said, all of a sudden you become part of what's going on around you. And in conversation with people now out to dinners and things, I'm not exhausted after 2 hours concentrating, trying to understand what people are saying.
Good on you, Tony. That's good news. Well done.
What a wonderful ambassador, and thank you so much for sharing that, Tony. And the sounds of nature, it's not to be taken for granted.
I've seen short films of kids who are whose devices are being put in for the first time.
It's
and
the
joy.
They make you cry every time.
They do. It is an absolute tearjerker to watch the reaction of a child who hears things.
So there should be no shame or stigma. Go and get your hearing tested and wear the device. Next on the House of Wellness, Nature's Spark Plug, the supplement you can take for a much needed burst of energy. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get in early and book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, trying to drive a car with no engine just wouldn't work, obviously. So similarly, trying to function when you are feeling low on energy is extremely hard as well. So how can we best power up our own vehicles? Well, ubiquinol, a powerful fat-soluble antioxidant found naturally in the body, can be likened to the body's spark plug. And to tell us how it may help support our energy levels, we're very pleased to welcome a favourite of the show, leading integrative cardiologist, Dr. Ross Walker. Good morning, Ross.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Well, we have spoken a bit about ubiquinol on the House of Wellness before, but for those who don't know, and we do get lots of questions about this, don't we, Gerald?
Yeah, we do.
Can you explain what it is?
Yeah, ubiquinol is what we call a fat-soluble antioxidant, but it's also the active version of coenzyme Q10. So most people listening have heard of coenzyme Q10, but it becomes a bit confusing because there are really two types. There's ubiquinone, which is the inactive version, and it has to be metabolized or converted to ubiquinol. And the problem is that when we hit around 50, so not a young person like you or a young person like my mate Gerald, but when you hit 50, what happens is you lose the enzyme called diaphorase and you don't make as much ubiquinol. So you're not getting the active CoQ10 in the mitochondria, which, as you so rightly said, is the fuel pack of the cell. It's what drives our cells like the petrol or the spark plugs drive our car.
Ross, you go ahead, Self. I've got a big question for Ross.
Okay, well, I just want to jump in and ask, what about stress and lifestyle? I know you talked about ageing, but does stress and lifestyle also have an effect on our natural levels?
Oh, absolutely. If you've got, say, a chronic illness, or, like most people I know, tell me someone who isn't stressed, most people are suffering the stresses of life. It basically mops up the CoQ10 and depletes it in your mitochondria, so you're not getting the right fuel. And that's why many people who feel stressed also feel tired, because they're not making that ubiquinol that's driving their cells.
Ross, we're talking here about mitochondria, which the power cells in the body. I would say I get three or four emails a week from people being told that you can't have ubiquinol because it interacts with your medication. Can I once again seek your reassurance that that's rubbish?
Yeah, mate. Look, I've got a tear. It does my head in. You'll even see, say, for example, the old-style blood thinner that's not used that often anymore except with prosthetic heart valves, warfarin, that there's an interaction between warfarin and CoQ10. Now, it's just not clinically relevant. I have never, in 40 years of practicing medicine and 20 years of using CoQ10 and the last 10 exclusively ubiquinol, I've never seen one person have a problem. Ubiquinol does not thin your blood. It's not going to cause a problem there. It doesn't make the drugs you might be on for things like cholesterol lowering or blood pressure pills, it doesn't affect how they work. In fact, in my practice, Gerald, anyone I have on a statin drug to lower cholesterol, I always use ubiquinol because there is a direct link with statins depleting CoQ10 in the mitochondria. So yes. I always put everyone on about 150 milligrams a day of ubiquinol.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for the reassurance once again.
So is it possible to support our body's production of ubiquinol through food?
Oh, yeah. If you like to have about 3 kilos of steak a day, I think it's about 10 kilos of broccoli a day, you can get that. Now, you see, in say, for example, the people who are living in Alaska, the Eskimos, they eat a lot of organ meats where they get a reasonable amount of case. So if they have livers or fat hearts or whatever, they'll get a little bit of extra ubiquinol. But really, we just don't get enough in our society with our common diets to get up that to that 100 to 150 milligrams a day. Mm. And people who've got a serious heart disease, I'd push that up to about 300 milligrams a day.
Good.
So there are supplements out there that can help us with our ubiquinol levels and really with our energy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I take it every day. I'm a little bit older than Gerald, of course, but I take it every day just to give me energy. And that's all. I'm not on a statin to lower my cholesterol. I don't have any heart problems, but I just want to get that extra burst of energy because, like all of us, I have a pretty busy life.
Yes, and there's so much to do in a day. We all want that energy. Thank you so much, Ross. It's great to have you again on the show.
It's always lovely to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Ross.
Have a great day. You have a great day too. Well, we have been speaking about hearing and hearing aids today. John in Hillside has given us a call. Hi there, John.
Hello, John.
Hi. Good morning. One of the biggest issues I find with my father, he's almost 90,
yes,
with his hearing aids, is the batteries require replacement frequently.
Yes.
And given his arthritis in his hand, he's got very big fingers, extremely difficult for him to change those tiny, tiny batteries. Mm. And they require replacement. That's predominantly the reason why he doesn't wear them.
Because I hear that, John. And in trying to change them, often you can damage the device as well. My late mother-in-law constantly did that.
Mm-hmm.
There are new devices, John, and sometimes cost can be a barrier, but there are new devices now that you take off at night, pop them on a little charger, and they charge overnight, so it removes the need for batteries. So maybe have a chat to him and see what options he's happy to take.
Yes, and there are some fantastic local organisations that you can go to, Australian Hearing and Connect Australia, mm-hmm, lots of different organisations that will help you with that.
Mm. Yes. Thanks, John. Very important.
All the best with that, John, and with your father there. We'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Are you suffering with restless nights and disturbed sleep? Ethical Nutrients Mega Magnesium Night is here to help. The formula combines magnesium and passion flower to help relax the body in preparation for sleep. Consume hot or cold, it is delicious any which way. Maintain healthy sleep patterns with Ethical Nutrients Mega Magnesium Night. Just $32.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. Follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Passion flower is used in traditional Western herbal medicine to relieve restless sleep due to stress. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get in early and book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It is time for A to Z of Vitamins, Gerald, and I feel like it's one of our greatest hits. We love this so much, Mega Magnesium Muscle Plus.
Magnesium, Joe, how often do we talk about it for relieving tension and tightness in muscles? And when you combine that, so if you're exercising, particularly the weekend warriors who only get out at weekends and then tend to suffer Mondays and Tuesdays, if you combine magnesium with something like HMB, hydroxymethylbutyric acid, what it does is help muscle recovery. It helps you then settle into your routine a lot better. It gives you some muscle strength reinforcement. And really, it's the sort of thing that you can take regularly to help sleep, help all of the, how many calls do we get about people that for various reasons can't sleep? Magnesium. But when you blend it with other things, you can more specifically target. So today we're targeting muscles.
Yes, and the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Ethical Nutrients, Australian Pharmacy's number one magnesium brand. And we are talking about sleep there. Joanne has given us a call. You have issues sleeping yourself.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I have been diagnosed with osteoarthritis in my L4-L5.
Okay, that doesn't help.
The dancer's loss. Mm-hmm. I'm a performing arts teacher, and it seems to be causing sciatica. Yeah. Now, it was manageable when it first flared up in December because it didn't affect my sleep, but it's come back, and it really is affecting, it is affecting my sleep now, and I'm still trying to, still trying to work.
Yes.
And I was prescribed Mobic, which you don't take it for very long. My doctor has suggested that I have a hardcore steroids where, you're on it a certain amount and then you gradually reduce, and I've heard that there's an injection that you can of course, lack of sleep deprivation was a form of torture during
And you know, Joanne, it's also a cycle, because the less sleep you get, the more intolerant to pain you are, and the less tolerant of pain, the less sleep you get. So you go around in circles. I've got some suggestions. One is that you start taking turmeric as an anti-inflammatory regularly every day. Very important. The other is you take, for your sciatic pain, lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C acid, from the pharmacy. And when there's breakthrough pain, take a Mobic. So you might only use it once or twice a week, depending. Now, that's going to help you sleep, but also to magnesium. How often do we talk about it? It relaxes tension in your back, particularly in your job. That's a lot. If you have difficulty remembering all that, go onto the website, to the Ask tab, and I'll list those things out for you with clear instructions, and then we'll get your feedback in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, Joanne, we can just hear how distressing it is not to be able to sleep. It really just strips you of your reserves, doesn't it, Sal?
Completely. And it is a cycle, because then you dread going to bed at night when it happens, and that only adds, of course, then to the insomnia on top of the pain. It's just a terrible cycle.
Just a cycle. Goes on and on.
Oh, we are thinking
Hang in
of
there,
you.
Joanne.
Yes. Basil in Wheelers Hill, great to hear from you.
Oh, hi. Good morning, everyone. I have a similar problem to Joanne.
Yes.
My bone scan tells me I've got degenerative disease between my L4 and my L5.
Okay.
And I've been experiencing excruciating pain daily.
Yes.
And I've been taking Voltaren 3 or 4 a day in the hope of reducing the inflammation and also painkillers like Panadine. So I'm really looking forward to a solution in medication. If you could help me, please.
I wish I could offer you a magic solution, Basil, and I'll run through those things again I mentioned to Joanne. Magnesium to relieve the tension. Turmeric is an underlying anti-inflammatory. The Voltaren as required for breakthrough pain. But look, if it's going on and on and on, ask for a referral to a specialist and just try and get a solution where you regain your quality of life.
And thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Do go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab, because Gerald is very dedicated in answering those questions. And how often do we get questions about back pain? It is
every week.
It's just a pandemic. It's out there for everyone. Yeah. So, yes, we are thinking of you, Basil, with that particular issue. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get in early and book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99.
It has been lovely to spend the last hour with you, Gerald and Sally, and we thank our callers once again. Head to houseofwellness.com.au if you wish to ask a question. Gerald, do you have the lift out there today?
Newspapers today, Jo, we have the Wellness Plus Sustainability, some really good reading in there, and a wonderful recipe for baked beans with maple syrup.
Oh, yum.
Nice.
You might throw the ice cream in there, couldn't you?
Oh,
that could be good for one of your pies, Sal.
Everything is good for one of my pies, according to you.
That's right. Never fails.
Now, you can also check out House of Wellness TV. We're back today at midday on Channel 7. We're delving into the world of sleep, actually, today. Perfect. What happens to our brain during sleep and why we can't live without it. But also, we're visiting one of Victoria's oldest residential sleep facilities. Mm-hmm. It's called Tweddle. It's a beautiful facility where it restores calm and happiness to parents and their babies.
Okay, wonderful. So it's like a sleep school.
Yes, beautiful. But you stay there for 4 days.
And that's another challenging time, isn't it?
Yes. Of course, head to houseofwellness.com.au for any more information. Sal, it's been delightful to see you.
Terrific, as always, guys, great happy Sunday.
Gerald, great to see you as well. And as always, thanks for our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will see you all next week.